Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 179 in the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on May the 10th, 2018. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Pete. I am recovering post-Endgame still. It's been an emotional couple of weeks for me.
Yes.
Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
How are you, my friend? How has life been treating you in a post-Avengers Endgame world?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement on that. The movie was unbelievable, I have to say.
I liked it also. Unfortunately, in a completely non-Disney statement, Endgame being so great has kind of put the poo-poo on Game of Thrones a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Kinda.
Like, Endgame was so great. We were like, and now we have Game of Thrones? And we watched it. We were like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I could do a whole podcast on my feelings on this season of Game of Thrones.
I could too.
But, you know, obviously not the venue to do it in for, you know, our Disney faithful. But, yeah, folks, if you want to talk Game of Thrones, either walk into Rogue Comics or talk to me. But I do have to say one thing about Endgame. I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything, but I wanted to talk about the experience of seeing it at Disney Springs.
I'm curious. How
so, so cool. Like, I went, like, the night that it opened, the Thursday night that it opened. First of all, there was a red carpet leading into the theater.
Okay, did you get to walk the red carpet?
I walked the red carpet with my Infinity Gauntlet that I purchased at Rogue Comics.
And did you wave to people and stuff?
With the Infinity Gauntlet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
So there was a red, and they had one of those, like, you know those walls that, like, you take pictures in front of at, like, premieres mm-hmm. and stuff that has, like, the movie? So they had one of those, and they had PhotoPass photographers there.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool? Like, I always love when I see PhotoPass photographers are at Disney Springs here and there, not a lot. They do have the PhotoPass studio there, which I think a lot of people don't realize the PhotoPass studio exists because I don't ever hear anyone talking about it.
I only went in it once and there was literally no one in there. Like, the people who were there were like, oh, like, they were so surprised that there were people there. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Well, because you can get, like, portraits done and it's included with your, you know, with your memory maker.
Yep.
So I think that's the thing that more people should take advantage of because it's professional photography.
You know, it's funny. My next trip, I think I'm going to the Boathouse, which means I'm going to try and make my son wear a collared shirt, which sounds like probably less of an effort than it actually is.
Right.
So if I can make my son look, you know, spiffy, maybe we will go and get a little family portrait over there.
That would be great. And you could choose your background and whatnot. I actually just ate at the Boathouse last week.
Oh, how was it?
Fantastic. I had this macaroni and cheese, which I know you wouldn't eat, but it had like andouille sausage and shrimp, and the cheese was kind of spicy. It was so, so good. My friend Amber and I went, and really, you know what's funny? I realized it's not – the Boathouse is not as expensive as I remember it being or as I thought it was. Like, for two people, I think it came out to like $50.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Except I'm getting a giant lobster, so.
Well, yeah, of course. So you're going to pay a little bit more. But, you know, I took my roommate and I went to Le Cellier a couple weeks ago, and that was a $200 bill. So, you know, I guess, like, comparatively speaking, Boathouse just didn't feel as expensive to me.
All right, so other than the red carpet and the PhotoPass photographers, what else?
So they were playing the Avengers music all throughout Disney Springs. Like, everywhere you walked, they were playing like the Thor theme or the bum bum ba da bum ba da na cosplayers everywhere. I mean, it was okay. Like so many cosplayers and signs everywhere that said, "Hey, just FYI, if you see people in costume dressed as Marvel characters today, they're not with us. Like they're not part of Disney."
That's interesting. You should have taken a picture of that.
I did take a picture of that sign. I'll send it to you. But I thought that was very interesting because, like, you can't tell people they can't cosplay at Disney Springs because there's no security checkpoint at Disney Springs.
Right.
Like, you'd be chasing people down. I saw, like, a bunch of really cool, cosplayers. There were a lot of, like, Avengers groups that were there together. Like, I saw a really good Spider-Man who, like, took his mask off and I did a double take because I thought it was Tom Holland.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, he wasn't, though. But, like, I did a double take. Tom Holland was actually just in Disneyland. Did you see that?
No, that doesn't surprise me.
I just shared it on the Facebook group the other day, or yesterday. So these kids were getting pictures with Spider-Man at Disneyland, and all of a sudden, Zendaya and Jake Gyllenhaal and the dude that plays Ned Leeds all, like, ran up and, like got in the picture with them. And they were like, oh, my God! And then Spider-Man took his mask off, and it was Tom Holland.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And I remember thinking to myself as I'm watching the video, because I didn't realize what it was at first. I'm just like, wow. Like, all it was like, oh my God, you won't believe what happens when these kids take a picture with Spider-Man at Disneyland. And so I'm watching it, and I'm like, wow, this is a really good Spider-Man. Like, he sounds just like Spider-Man, and he moves like Spider-Man, and, like, it was Spider-Man. So,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, but are you ready for the news this week?
Wait, one last thing. I heard there was a rumor that if you parked in the Disney Springs parking garages but were going to the movie, Heimdall ported you into the movie theater, into your seat. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Heimdall's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
I thought it was some Asgardian Disney magic.
No. So the news brought to you by Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. We've got some worldwide news.
Okay.
The Skyliner gondolas have been unwrapped fully and are on full display in the skies of Walt Disney World as of yesterday.
They're all so beautiful.
They are.
But here's the problem. Okay. Any parent who's had kids, right, and is going to see these gondolas, because this happened to me yesterday, and I haven't even shown my kids the video, but I can tell you right now that if I don't get that Guardians of the Galaxy gondola, my daughter's going to be disappointed. It doesn't matter what we get.
See, and your kids, but your kids are well-behaved, so, like, your kids aren't going to, like, freak out if they don't get the Guardians of the Galaxy
one. No, they won't be upset.
But there are other kids that will. That'll have, like, the cast members are going to have to be firm about this, that you can't, like, wait for the specific character that you want.
It's not like you get to see it from the inside, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, but, you know, kids thinking. I saw a bunch of cool Star Wars ones, Guardians ones, Belle and Beast, Nemo, Marlin, and Dory I saw. I really like the one with Chewie and the Porgs. If I don't get that one, I'm going to throw a tantrum.
The Haunted Mansion one is the one that I would want.
Oh, speaking of which, I just picked up this thing at the Disney Springs Christmas shop. It's a Doom buggy that sits on my desk.
It is the greatest $14.99 you can ever spend.
Yeah, and like it talks. Oh, so you have one too.
Yes, people have brought me them back. Everyone I know that goes, I'm like, you have to go and buy this. You'll never spend $15 on something better in Disney.
And it's with my annual pass discount, it was $12.
Wow, that's even better.
Yeah. It talks and I love it. I absolutely love it. I sit here like working all day and I like keep pressing the button to hear the ghost host talk to me. Really fairly priced. I was really shocked at how like...
Yeah. I also got this little cardboard diorama. Have you seen that?
No.
There's a little cardboard or like multi-dimensional diorama you can buy and it's cute. And I was like, I'm going to get this. Cool. One of my buddies got it for me. But that was like $16.99 and it's literally pieces of cardboard. And I'm like, wow, like I feel like $15 is a steal for this Doom buggy.
So now, you know how a lot of people are like, oh, I have all the Magic Band colors already. I don't know what I want for my next trip.
Correct.
Well, now you can order the specialty Magic Bands for your trip as well.
I saw this also.
Yeah, but so those obviously aren't going to be included in your price. You're going to be paying a reduced price. They give you about $14.99 off of the retail price, so most of them will be about $10.
I got to tell you something. for $24.99 Magic Bands to be $10, I'll do that.
$10 and personalized. You can get your name on it and everything. So I mean,
I'll
like,
do that.
I'll do
and
it too.
And I saw them. I froze the video so I could see the ones going by. There are some cool ones.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So I bet I will be doing that on my next trip.
Absolutely. Extra Magic Hours are debuting this fall.
I will definitely be doing this.
Yeah, this is starting on August 29th for Star Wars Land opening, obviously. They're going to be opening at 6 a.m.
for yeah,
resort
they are.
Guests. So Hollywood Studios will be open daily from September 1st to November 2nd from 6 to 9 a.m., including Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, subject to capacity. Attractions available are planned to include Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Slinky Dog Dash, Alien Swirling Saucers, Toy Story Mania, Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, Star Tours The Adventures Continue, and Star Wars Launch Bay. They also note that on August 29th to 31st, Disney's Hollywood Studios will open at 6 a.m. for all guests. There will be no extra Magic Hours on those days.
Is that the day you're going?
That is the day that I'm going on August 29th.
Now, be honest with me. What time are we getting there?
They're opening at 6. 2 a.m.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking, like, you should just really, like,
just
take,
go
like,
the night, just go the night before for closing and then just stay.
I mean, no, don't stay up because you want to have energy and you don't want, you know, that's a day I imagine is going to be uber frustrating. So you don't want to have, like, no energy.
Well, that's what coffee's made for.
No, that's true, but
I wonder if Postmates will deliver Dunkin' Donuts to the line at Hollywood
Studios. Parking lot line?
Yeah.
You got to get really close because I can't get out of line. Yeah, try it.
I've been desperately trying to find anyone to go with me, and nobody wants to.
If I was there, I would.
I know you would. All my friends down here are like, absolutely not. Am I going anywhere? Because not only is it Galaxy's Edge, but it's also the opening day for, what do you call it? Food and Wine.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, having two people is so key because you can like walk around or, you know, like you can take like a break and walk
exactly.
while someone else is still online.
Go to the
Being
bathroom.
Just yourself, you're like shot, you know?
Unless, like what I did what for Toy Story, I just ended up making friends with the people in line around me.
Right.
So like when I needed to like step out of line to go get one of those cooling cloths, they saved my space for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom will be open daily from August 29th to November 2nd. From 7 to 8 a.m., attractions planned to be available include Astro Orbiter, The Barnstormer, Buzz Lightyear, Dumbo, A Small World, Mad Tea Party, Winnie the Pooh, Philhar Magic, Peter Pan's Flight, The Carousel, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain, Tomorrowland Speedway. I guess Tomorrowland Speedway will be reopened by then. Tomorrowland Transit Authority, People Mover, Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, and Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. Animal Kingdom will be open daily from August 29th to November 2nd. From 7 to 8 a.m., attractions planned to be available include Flight of Passage, Dinosaur Expedition Everest, Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, Tough to be a Bug, Kilimanjaro Safari's Navi River Journey, Primeval World, and Triceratops Spin. Oh, I don't know what happened with Navi River Journey, but when I was going through, I was on it with some friends the other day, and I was like, okay, sit through all these screens so I can get to the animatronic. The animatronic was gone, and the shaman was on a screen.
What?
I have a feeling they might have just taken it out to like make repairs, but the shaman
what?
Was on a screen and the animatronic was not there. I was like, wow, so now it's 100% screens. I'm assuming they were making repairs and they're putting it back in.
I've heard rumor that building was built around that animatronic.
No,
so they could
it was
take it out.
I actually heard specifically that they built, like, Joe Rohde was like, not making this mistake again, and made it so that it's super easy to remove the shaman if need be.
Okay.
Yeah. At Epcot, the regular extra magic hours will be available on select days. It's not getting extra magic hours. And FastPass Plus is not available for these times. Disney Springs news. Tickets are now on sale for the NBA experience. $34 for adults, $29 for children. So it is a hard ticket. It is a hard ticket thing, much like Disney Quest was.
Okay.
Bongos is closing this summer.
Oh, I've eaten there.
Yeah, Bongo's Cuban Cafe. The employees have been told, but no public announcement has been made. Plans are apparently, rumor and innuendo has it, plans are to relocate the restaurant to the Margaritaville Resort on 192. The Jimmy Buffett. So if you're a fan of Jimmy Buffett's two songs and Cuban food, you can go...
it all happen.
You can go waste away at Margaritaville.
Live your dream for Saturday night.
Yeah. Resort news. You know, when we talked about Meisner's Lounge at Grand Floridian closing down for refurbishment?
Mm-hmm.
We now know it's replacing it. It's going to be a Beauty and the Beast-inspired lounge.
Oh, wow.
According to Disney, this reimagined lounge will feature four unique spaces inspired by Belle and the Beast. The signature bar will glow from the light of a golden chandelier that takes inspiration from Belle's flowing ball gown, with subtle nods to the Beast's magical rose. The formal library showcases classical Baroque designs and French furnishings inspired by Belle, with hints of the Beast's friends. The garden room will be a whimsical space that draws its inspiration from the enchanted forest surrounding the Beast's castle. And finally, an outdoor patio will evoke the romance of Beast's garden terrace. To make space for the expansion, Meisner's has already closed, along with the adjacent men's apparel shop, Commander Porter's. Summer Lace on the ground floor will ultimately become home to both men's and women's apparel. So,
okay.
No water park news this week. By the way, it seems like Disney's really kind of going all in on the putting more IP stuff in.
I mean, we always said, I mean, it's been years and years. We were like, that's what we want.
Yeah, and I think they're fine. I think they're definitely listening to it.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you put some IP in those water parks. I mean, real stuff, like water rides that I would be forced to go.
How?
Because I have no interest in ever going.
I don't understand how Blizzard Beach wasn't completely rethemed to Frozen.
It's insane. I would have had to have gone.
All you would have to do is just change some signage. You know, like just...
I know.
Put Olaf a couple, and put a meet and greet in there, and you're good.
Yep.
Magic Kingdom news. There is now a signature celebration package for Cinderella's Royal Table.
Okay. What does that include?
$200 for adults, $169 for kids. You get Cinderella's Royal Table, but it also comes with reserved fireworks viewing and an after-fireworks dessert party. There's also an extra meet and greet with Cinderella and Prince Charming in the evening. You get complimentary sparkling wine or a specialty beverage and a box of truffles.
Okay.
For $200.
Eh.
Yeah, I know.
You know where that might be key? Like, if it becomes like a hard reservation to get and you were going to do, you know, you wanted to kind of do it like late in the game, like you're trying to book this 2 weeks out. I mean, maybe you do that.
Yeah, I could see that.
You're going, I don't know, maybe.
We have some news, but not so scary. Hollowishes is no more.
I know.
Yeah, after 14 years, Happy Hollowishes is no longer for this world. A new fireworks show will replace it, and here is Disney's statement on it. Okay? This new show will feature state-of-the-art projection effects, lasers, lighting, and dazzling fireworks that come together to tell a not-so-scary story about how anything can happen on Halloween night. The show will take guests along on a trick-or-treating adventure where four friends, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy, find themselves drawn into a mysterious haunted house. The journey takes them from one room of the house to another, encountering dancing skeletons, waltzing ghosts, and a whole series of troublemaking Disney villains. Now, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
But that music...
Yes, but...
...was my all-time favorite.
I mean, what music?
Like, they did, like, music during, like, Hallowishes, right?
Yeah, but it's, like, all Disney villain music.
Yeah, I know.
And this is Halloween. You don't think those are going to still be in there?
Yeah, I guess. I just don't want them to, you know, go bananas changing, like...
I don't love that it's Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy.
Yeah, me neither.
I really liked that it was kind of the ghost host show for the fireworks.
Me too.
It was like the Haunted Mansion took over the park for Halloween.
I know. Dude, we listen to that music all the time in my car. It's why I know the whole thing through and through.
Yeah. There's also going to be the new villains stage show, not for the Halloween party, but for the villains extra nights during the summer. And that is called Villains Unite the Night Show. It's a 20-minute stage show. It'll take place three times on each night. In addition to the stage show, Maleficent from Festival of Fantasy will be let loose in the park, the float that caught on fire. Special overlays will be found at Space Mountain.
Is that how they're selling it also?
Yeah, exactly.
In parentheses, it says, you know, the one that caught on fire.
The one that caught on fire is going to be loose in the park. Special overlays will also be found at Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean, which sounds really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so Disney Parks blog says, a dark magic is taking over Magic Kingdom Park and inviting you to run amok in the villain's scary world. The party DJ gets things lit, energizing the castle stage with sick beats and transforming the entire central plaza of the park into a killer club scene. As the party heats up, the DJ introduces your caretaker for the evening, the Lord of the Dead Hades, who arrives in a burst of blue flames for the all-new show, Villains Unite the Night. With Meg by his side, Hades sits on top of his dark throne, awaiting the alignment of five planets, following a prophecy that states when the five come together, he'll be able to rule the universe. But this dastardly plan doesn't go quite as expected when an assemblage of Disney villains interrupts his party. Jafar, the Evil Queen, Dr. Facilier, and Maleficent arrive with henchmen in tow, prepared to showcase their power with spine-tingling displays of skill. It seems these villains have also heard the prophecy and believe they are the ones who will rule all. This sounds awesome.
And then Thanos shows up with the Black Order.
Oh, I wish. They probably could.
I know. How cool would that be? Imagine Thanos standing in front of Cinderella Castle.
Oh, my goodness. With the gauntlet on.
Yep.
The Disney Villain After Hours tickets cost $139 plus tax in advance. $144 plus tax on the event night. Annual pass holder and DVC members get a $30 discount and can purchase tickets for $109. The tickets went on sale on April 29th. Regular Disney After Hours events cost $125, but it's more for this one because it's special. So the Villain After Hours is scheduled for June 6th, 13th, 20th, 20th, and 27th, July 1st, 11th, 18th, and 25th. And August 1st and 8th, I'm sorry. So I think I'm going to go to this.
You have to.
Yeah, no, I really have to in, like, live stream and whatnot. I just got to talk to some friends and see who wants to go when. Okay, Epcot news. The Epcot Forever, the new nighttime show, has a debut date of October the 1st.
Okay.
So Epcot Forever will feature fireworks, lighting, lasers, and choreographed special effects kites, accompanied by a stirring collection of songs that paints a colorful picture of Epcot. Disney Parks Live Entertainment is collaborating on the show with noted conductor and composer Don Harper, who is producing all new arrangements of classic Epcot tunes to weave into the soundtrack of Epcot Forever.
That sounds cool.
When is your next trip again?
I'll be there in October.
So you will see Epcot Forever. You've seen Illuminations for the last time.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I'm okay with.
I love Illuminations.
I do too, but Kevin, I mean, you're talking about, because we stay at Beach Club so often, I've seen it a million times.
Very true. I get that.
There are
totally
trips I've seen it four times, like, in a week, you know? I'm okay. I've seen it a bunch.
So we've got more news on nighttime shows over at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Rivers of Light is changing it up to become Rivers of Light, We Are One. It's a revised show that introduces additional imagery and familiar animal characters from Disney nature films, along with classic moments from Disney animation. So they're injecting IP into it.
Okay, cool.
Which, listen, at the end of the day, Rivers of Light, nobody likes it.
I watched it, like, you know, I watched videos of it, mm-hmm. and that's cool. I don't ever need to see it.
I mean, I'll see this new one if it's got IP in it.
Yeah, that would draw me in also.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, I know there's probably some purists out there who are decrying this right now, being like, you can't put IP into the message of Rivers of Light. Nobody likes Rivers of Light. Like, I saw it the one time, and I was like, I had a Peter Mandel moment where I was like, all right, that was okay. I don't never need to do this again.
Right. Listen, I can remember when I was a little bummed out that three Caballeros were in the boat ride in the Mexico Pavilion.
Were you?
Like, I was like, oh, no, I liked the way it was. Like, I thought it was cool. Like, but, you know, now it seems like, oh, why would you never want this?
Yeah,
you
no,
know
what I mean? Great.
It just seemed not out of place is the wrong term because it's totally in place. But, I mean, I was just so used to it not having, you know, tons and tons of Donald Duck that now that it did, it was just different. But, I mean, I love it.
Viva Donald.
Exactly.
The soundtrack will also be updated to include arrangements of the original Rivers of Light music alongside familiar Disney themes. So these changes have been in response to a lukewarm reception to the original early 2017 Rivers of Light by park guests. Although many fans may appreciate the subtlety and on-theme design of the show, some guests have expressed disappointment in not seeing and hearing familiar Disney characters and themes in the show. That's from www.magic.com. The new show will begin on Memorial Day weekend 2019.
All right.
So there you go. All new show this month at Animal Kingdom. I can't wait to see it. Oh, my friend Zach and Becky will be staying with me. Maybe they'll want to see that. They're coming for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios news. Ready to close it out here?
Yeah.
John Williams has composed a new score for Galaxy's Edge.
Hmm.
Right? And it's now available on Apple Music. Now, I don't have Apple Music, so I haven't heard it yet. But I will be scouring the internet to find this.
Wow. Hmm. I mean, I think he could do no wrong.
Right.
So I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I'm not that, I'm really not that shocked by this news.
No. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Did you see the new logo for Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Not really much different from the old one. It just if you didn't tell me that was a new logo, I probably would never have even noticed it.
Yeah, the same.
It still says Disney's Hollywood Studios, but it's got, in the O's, it's got BB-8, Woody, and Mickey. And, like, we're talking, like, new design, cartoon, short Mickey.
Okay.
Which also, by the way, did you see, in further Hollywood Studios news, Mickey's Runaway Railway was pushed back to 2020.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer. I was really hoping that, like, Hollywood Studios would be a completed park in 2019.
Yeah.
But it seems like we're going to have to wait to 2020.
Yeah.
We've got a new table service restaurant coming to Hollywood Studios in Toy Story Land.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called the Roundup Rodeo. It is believed to be a barbecue restaurant.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, it'll have an immersive environment full of toys, games, and play sets. No details have been given on the food, but people are assuming it's barbecue because of the name. And it also appears from the concept art that was released by Disney that it will be family style.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
Me too. You know, I find studios is like, one of those places where, now I always go to sci-fi, but,
right.
You know, I am always looking for something different to try. I feel like there hasn't been a new sit-down restaurant there in quite a while.
Well, yeah, and originally in 2015, when the concept art for Toy Story Land was first released, there was some buildings in the lower right-hand side as you enter, and that was cut from the land, and it's believed that that's where the new table service restaurant's going to be.
Okay.
Finally, in the news this week, did you see the awesomeness that is the specialty Coke products that are coming to Galaxy's Edge?
Of course I did.
So obviously it's, you know, you're on Planet Batuu. You can't have, like, Coke and Diet Coke and Sprite and Dasani water. So Coke has specially designed new packaging for their beverages, which looks just unbelievable. So the sodas all come in these round bottles.
Whoa. I mean, you know they are, right?
What?
They're thermal detonators.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they kind of look like thermal detonators. But yeah. I like how it's like you could tell which soda it is by the logo, but the logo is all Star Wars out.
Yeah, it's in Arabesh.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too. I mean, I just slightly a Diet Coke fan. I can't wait. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Love it.
For those of you that don't know, Peter Mandel is Diet Coke's number one cheerleader.
I do love Diet Coke. What can I say? It's wonderful.
It is. All right, so that's the news this week.
Oh, so that's a good amount of news.
We're all caught up. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men in the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weicker autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weicker.
Depends how his name on.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey. And renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you got to return them before you leave the park that day. This is going to make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are going to thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Folks, there are four Walt Disney World theme parks to enjoy, and we go into a lot of detail about how to maximize your day at each of the parks. But what if you want to do one massive day where you take in all four Walt Disney World theme parks in one day? Pete, have you ever done this?
No.
I have, several times. And people come to me all the time and they ask, you know, how can I maximize my experience to do all four parks in one day? I actually have a four parks one day, day coming up. So I was thinking about it, and I thought about this would be a really great topic for the show. So folks, this week for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are talking about four parks, one day strategy for Walt Disney World. Okay, So you've really never done four parks one day before?
No. I mean, remember something. As a visitor, as someone who goes down, you know, once a year for a trip, this is ludicrous because I feel like you'd be blowing a day on craziness and travel. Having said that, if I had luxury of going at whim like you do, I would totally want to do this.
So I want to talk strategy for this because obviously when you are doing four parks in one day, you're not going to get everything done unless you're that crazy couple who I'm in awe of, that this couple just rode every Walt Disney World attraction in one day with no fast passes.
I mean, that's legit.
I'm so jealous. Like, I want to do that, but I don't even know how to even begin approaching this.
They didn't have like VIP tour or something going on?
None of it. They had none of it.
I in my brain, I can't believe that, but I don't want to discredit someone.
Like,
so
for me, I feel like the only way that it could be doable would be if I went with my friend who has a disability pass.
Right.
Because she's a human fast pass.
Right.
But
that's not cool, but right.
Yeah, like it's like that goes against, I guess, the spirit of the competition.
Right.
But anyway, we're not talking about that today. We are talking about doing all four parks in one day. So, in theory, how many? I feel like you could maybe get 3 to 4 attractions per park at most.
Oh, that, yeah, that's max, dude.
Yeah, and you're not getting all e-ticket attractions. I'm talking like, you know, maybe a mountain and like,
and
you know,
Gorilla Falls.
Yeah, like Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, like things like
that.
And
you got to run through it.
Yeah,
you better run. My buddy just went on a work trip. They had their convention down there. He went with his wife and son, and he was like, hey, we want to do 3 parks in one day, which we do. And more than anything, he wanted to eat at Le Cellier. So he actually had a lunch at Le Cellier. And I remember he was texting me from Epcot. And when he was leaving Epcot to go to Studios, I'm like, what did you ride in Epcot? He's like, nothing. He's like, but that park is so beautiful. We like loved walking around. And you know what? At first, I kind of was like, huh, that's crazy. But I totally get it in some weird way. I would just love to just walk through Epcot sometime.
I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went on a ride at Epcot.
Wow.
I honestly can't tell you. Like, most of the time I'm going there just to eat food and walk around.
Yeah, I get it. That's a big part of what that park is.
And so now I'm assuming the park that he didn't go to was Animal Kingdom?
Correct.
That bothers me so much when people do that.
Well, I mean, for them it was kind of... like Toy Story Land was a must for them for their son.
Right.
And they wanted to do Le Cellier, and you really can't leave Magic Kingdom out of it, especially because they were open late. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad you said open late because that kind of spins into my next point, which is it's all about the timing that the parks are open. You know, obviously if one's opening early, you want to get to the one that's opening early, especially if you have extra magic hours. If one's staying open late, you want to go to that one last. But strategy-wise, what park are you starting at? Like, take timing out of the equation. To hit the rides you want to hit, where are you starting?
Animal Kingdom.
Exactly. That's where I'm starting, too. I'm hitting Animal Kingdom to get on Flight of Passage right away.
Right. All right, so we're in sync here.
Yeah, we know. We are totally in sync here.
I also don't think there's that much to do at Animal Kingdom.
For me, on a four parks one day, I'm going to Animal Kingdom to hit Flight of Passage early and then get on the safari and then go.
Right. You mean go after you get your picture with the Tree of Life.
Well, yeah.
If you're doing four parks in one day, you need 4 icon pictures.
You do
so
need
like
4 icons. Yeah, that is very true. Yep. And you know what? You get the best of both worlds with going to Animal Kingdom early. You get Flight of Passage with less of a wait. You're still going to wait, don't get me wrong, because when, you know, they don't let people into the queue until the park opens, so you will be lined up on that bridge that's in the back of Festival of the Lion King.
Yep.
And it's going to be, like, you will be lined up all the way to Festival of the Lion King.
Now, can I ask you a question? Only because I just helped my friends, and I kind of had to do this. So, like, if you were starting and going to Animal Kingdom, let's say you were going to use Fast Passes, would you even bother to use Fast Passes that early in the day? No, of course not, right?
No, because this brings me to my next point. My Fast Passes are for Magic Kingdom.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, this is awesome.
Magic Kingdom midday Fast Passes, like right around noon.
perfect.
I love that we're in sync on this.
Yeah, I think this is great.
Because Magic Kingdom is, listen, you're going to have a, like, the Safari has had a bit of a wait lately, but still it's not going to be like what Mine Train would be, or right. what, yeah, you know, no, or doubt. What the mountains would be over in Magic Kingdom. But yep. The Safari is getting major lines lately. Like, I've been shocked. It used to be like 20 minutes you're on the Safari, but now, like, it's been seeing a lot of lines. I think that's just the increased traffic for Flight of Passage in Pandora.
Right, probably.
But yeah, so, I mean, and listen, you're still probably waiting at least 50 minutes in the morning for Flight of Passage.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
No, it's not. Listen, I'm the guy that waits 2 hours for it.
Right.
I did 85 minutes recently for it at closing.
I think I would too.
So do your Flight of Passage, do your either Safari or Everest or whatever you want to do. Get over to Magic Kingdom where you have your fast passes. So in doing this strategy, I've got Big Thunder, Splash, and Haunted Mansion booked on fast passes.
Okay.
Normally it would be Space, but my friend Dave, who is coming down, is he's got a bad back. I thought Space would be a bit much for him.
Yeah, that's probably not right. Yeah.
So got all that there. And, you know, you can also catch like a Mickey's PhilharMagic. You can catch a Great Moments in History. You can catch a Hall of Presidents if you feel so inclined. You yep. know, and honestly, here's also the place where you're going to probably have your first meal of the day.
Correct.
Because now food is clutch in this situation.
Well, yeah, you got to have energy.
You got to have energy, and you're getting counter service. So what's your go-to for a quick meal at Magic Kingdom?
I mean, it's got to be Cosmic Rays, right?
For me, it's the Friar's Nook.
See, I've never done the Friar's Nook.
Friar's Nook is great now, especially they've got like it's all like tots and mac and cheese now and bratwurst.
Yeah, maybe that's why I haven't gone.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I do like bratwurst. Maybe I'll try it.
There's a nice like huge like the Casey's Corner sized hot dog bratwurst.
Right.
But that's where I'm gonna grab. But also, with mobile ordering, you can pretty much go anywhere.
Right. Have you been doing the mobile ordering?
All the time.
Is it lights out?
Yeah, no. 100% fantastic. And okay. Now, I'm pretty sure now you can use the dining plan on it, so I'm assuming mobile ordering will be a big part of your next trip.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, Pete, you are going to love mobile ordering. It's so convenient. Like, you can go to Casey's Corner and not have it be a horrible experience.
They just have it ready.
You order on the app, you pay on the app, and then, or use your dining credits on the app, and then when you're at the restaurant, you just click, I'm here, and then you walk up to the mobile order counter, and they're just like, oh, here's your food.
That's awesome. I can't wait to do it.
Unbelievable. My favorite place to do it is Satuli Canteen.
Oh, okay.
But they have it pretty much everywhere now.
I mean, I think it's a great addition.
But if you're not doing mobile ordering, you're doing you know, I would say that the Friar's Nook is the go-to quick version of doing this, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so Magic Kingdom, now here's the other thing. I think it's definitely a good idea to have transportation, your own transportation for doing four parks one day.
I believe that. I mean, last time we went, we drove, so we had Heather's car, and I didn't think we'd ever use it the whole week. We used it almost every day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so much more convenient, especially at the end of the night.
You know, you don't realize, I think of Disney World as being this enormous place, but you know what? When you have your own car, it's not that big.
No. Super easy. But if you are using Disney transportation, then that has to be accounted for as well.
Time-wise, definitely.
You got to plan at least an hour to get from place to place. Yep. And that is why, after Magic Kingdom, my go-to is Epcot.
Okay.
Because of the monorail. Don't have to wait for a bus. You know, it's the point in the day where you're starting to get exhausted. So, from the Magic Kingdom, you're going to monorail right over to Epcot. And you're probably doing... Gosh, what do you think you're doing at Epcot on a four parks one day? Like, are you waiting in line for a Soarin' or a Test Track? Are you maybe single rider on a Test Track?
If I could only do one ride, like seriously, like we're going, we don't have a ton of time. You're doing one ride. I know this might sound silly to you, but it's Spaceship Earth.
Okay. No, it doesn't sound silly to me. I can see it.
That ride screams Epcot to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, Test Track is top three rides in Disney for me, but I couldn't imagine not doing Spaceship Earth.
I agree. So I would say you're doing Spaceship Earth. I would try to get onto Soarin' at least. If not, if Soarin' was crazy, I'd try to get on Single Rider for a test track.
Okay.
But then I'm at least doing one lap around the showcase to get some snacks and to get some drinks.
Yeah, and I mean, like I told you about my friend Brett, honestly, I think I could go to Epcot and walk around. I think that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Now, at this point, you're probably pushing about 6 p.m.
Right, easily.
You know, by the time you leave there. So I'm going to then, if I don't have my own transport, I'm going to walk my way over to Hollywood Studios or take the boat. Either way, picture about 20 minutes travel time. Like, if you're walking up and the Friendship Boat is there already, then take the boat.
Yeah.
It'll take you about 20-25 minutes.
I gauge by what the line looks like. Like, yes. There's like a good amount of people there, but I still think it's one boat full. I know that boat's coming pretty soon.
I mean, sometimes the boats come every 25 minutes. So, like, if you just miss the boat, then, you know, walking is not a bad experience. And I preach this walk all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I preach this walk constantly because you go through the boardwalk, which is great if you want to, like, have a snack or have a drink or have some candy or ice cream or whatever, and just eat on your way to Hollywood Studios. It's a great way to experience that. So now, why are we ending in Hollywood Studios? I can tell you're asking me this question.
Okay, why?
In the current incarnation of Disney's Hollywood Studios, the main attraction for me is nighttime shows.
Okay.
So I can get on Star Tours pretty easily, usually. You're usually not waiting more than 30 minutes for Star Tours. You can get on Star Tours. Now by doing this, you're not getting Muppet Vision, because Muppet Vision closes usually around 6 p.m.
Right, right.
So you're not getting Muppet Vision, but you can get on Star Tours. You can maybe even get on Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror if you are so inclined. Either or, not both. But right. I'm going to go to Fantasmic, and I'm going to close the day out with Star Wars fireworks.
Okay.
I mean, Fantasmic is a thing that Hollywood Studios has that is not duplicated anywhere else in the parks.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's the perfect place to end your day.
And you can sit down.
Yeah. You can sit down. Now, I would have eaten dinner in Epcot, probably. I would have made my dinner like a, you know, if I'm going any month other than those, like, 2 months during the summer, I festival my way around Epcot for dinner. So
I think it can be done. Now, you're saying you're going to do this.
Yeah, I am going to do this. We already have a contingency plan. We know which park gets cut if you know, we're not making good time.
Oh, okay. Tell me, which one?
Epcot.
Really?
He doesn't really care about the rides at Epcot. So
okay.
He really wants to see Star Wars fireworks. And yeah, it's the one where we have the least to do.
Right.
Really wants to do Flight of Passage. You've got to do Magic Kingdom. Wants to do Star Wars. So Epcot's the one that goes.
That makes sense.
Not a big foodie, so the festivals are... Oh, speaking of Epcot, I have something I have to ship you out that I got for you last time I was in Epcot.
Oh, exciting.
I got you the little Orange Bird sipper.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I got you one. I got an extra one. So I have one of those for you that I'll be sending out to you probably within the next week or so. Or I may just bring it with me when I come up at the end of the month.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't know, I recently made my professional wrestling return to UWA Elite in New Jersey. So once a month, I'm taking a trip up to Jersey to perform with UWA Elite. They have a show coming up tomorrow, which is May 11th, which I encourage everybody to go to in South River, New Jersey. But I won't be at that one. Or will I? I don't know.
Or will I?
But I will be at the one on June the 1st. So.
Okay.
Yep. So, I mean, anything else you want to talk about with the four parks one day? Like, characters. Are you getting characters on a four parks one day?
I'm not.
What about, like, the characters that are, like, in the front of the Magic Kingdom?
Like, what are we talking about? 5 minutes or less wait time?
Yeah, I mean, like, you could probably get Stitch, MK, or...
Yeah.
Like, you're not Mickey and Minnie.
Maybe. I mean, you're talking about waiting on 4 FastPass lines just for the icon photos?
Right. FastPass lines.
I'm sorry. PhotoPass?
Yeah.
So, you know, just trying to factor minutes into the day. I mean, how many minutes are... Because it's weird. Sometimes, like, that ends up, like, taking, like, 10 minutes.
Honestly, you know what? I find that Magic Kingdom especially, it's very easy to get an icon photo because they have, like, 5 photo pass photographers down Main Street. So...
Some idiots, though, like, jump on the first one because they're so excited. And then as they work their way down Main Street, they're like, oh, I need this one, too.
Yeah.
And then their wives are like, we just took this picture. This is just a little closer. And then that person has to be like, I know, but I feel like this one's different. So we need to take this one, too.
Does that person happen to own a comic book store and have an aversion to cheese?
I'm sure some of them do.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, Hollywood Studios, I guess you figure the icon picture is the Tower of Terror at this point, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I do like the, I guess, like, just the picture up, you know.
With the
like
Chinese theater?
Yeah.
You know, now they removed that stage before the nighttime shows.
Right.
So that also could be a good reason to head to Hollywood Studios at night. Because you can get your icon picture without the big, ugly Star Wars stage.
Right. You know, it's weird. Like, taking down that giant sorcerer hat.
I know.
You know, it's weird. Like, when they put it up, we were all like, this is totally unnecessary. And then when we took it down, you're like, eh, whatever. But in some way, it did make for a cool picture.
It did. It totally did.
Yeah.
You do, like, the perspective picture where you're wearing the hat. Like,
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of cool things.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, gosh. You know what? Real quick before we end the show, I'll tell you, I had some Animal Kingdom baby animal sightings the other day.
Okay.
I saw the newborn baby giraffe, like 2 weeks old.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's already big. She's a giraffe. But, like, she still had, like, part of the umbilical cord, like, on her, like, attached. Like, she's that newborn. And I saw the new baby gorilla, like, hours after it was born. Like, we got into the Gorilla Falls, and, like, there's a huge crowd around the gorillas, which is not uncommon. And they're like, my one friend's like, oh, that gorilla's holding a baby. And I'm like, there's no way that gorilla's holding a baby. I haven't heard anything. I'm very in tune with the baby animal announcements for Animal Kingdom.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
There's no way. I haven't heard anything on a baby. And so I'm looking, and sure enough, she's got an infant gorilla in her arms. And I'm like,
ate one of those baby Bjorns on her chest. Like, they gave her one of those things to wear the baby.
Yeah, I hope so. I would assume, like, you know, it would have to blend in with the surroundings and not,
right,
you know, ruin the gorilla experience. But anyway, the next day I saw the birth announcement. So I was like, oh, wow. Like, I saw this gorilla when it was born. Like,
that's really cool.
Yeah. So anything else you want to add about this?
No, it is one of those things I'll probably never do, but I love the idea of the challenge of it.
Listen, I think one day you will eventually do this.
You're right. You're right. I might.
When, you know, an especially long trip, like if you do another 10-day trip, one of those days you got to at least try.
Yeah, you just have like a burner day where you do it for fun.
Yeah, exactly. So now, just to reconnect the meals, you're thinking, like, stop at, like, Dunkin' Donuts on the way in, or, you know, like, you can get, like, donuts and stuff at any of the Speedway gas stations. They have Dunkin' Donuts there on property. But, I mean, if you're eating Pop-Tarts at the resort or something like that, or just grabbing a quick breakfast pastry on your way out the door. Lunch, you're doing at Magic Kingdom. Dinner, you're doing around Epcot. And maybe, like, a dessert and a drink in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
You know what? I'm going to amend my breakfast statement to one of the giant donuts and a coffee from Joffrey's outside of Animal Kingdom so that I've had something in each park.
Oh, okay. That works.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, without any further ado, that's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming back with us. And if you guys are trying out the 4 Parks 1 Day Challenge, we want to hear about it. We want to hear what you guys are doing. We want to hear your strategy. Where do you begin? Where do you go in the middle? Where do you end? Have you had success or failures? We want to know all about it. So talk to us over on our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/group/Two Men and the Mouse. And for Peter Mandel, please check him out in his comic book store, Rogue Comics, in Cranford, New Jersey at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey 07016, or check out roguecomics.com with a link to Pete's eBay store. You can also check out our good friend Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. Check him out on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email DisneyDaveW@Verizon.com. kingdomstrollers.net. And folks, if you're renting a crib or stroller in Walt Disney World, check out our friends at kingdomstrollers.com, who will rent you the crib or stroller of your dreams and deliver it right to your Disney resort. Also, for me, please check out my books. They are all currently on sale on Amazon. The Rossinetti series, Adventures of Elnora, Birth of the Dark Angel. I will also be selling and signing books over at MegaCon Orlando next weekend. So,
oh, nice.
I'll be at the Hanging with Web Show booth. I will also be taking part in a panel discussion on one of the days called Being an Artrepreneur, where you take the arts and you kind of turn it into your career. So come join us that day. And, of course, please check out UWAElite.com and the UWA Elite YouTube channel for some of my pro wrestling exploits. Thank you guys so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
I can't wait to do this again.
Yep. All right, folks, please keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.